Do you live your life rock boat to rock boat? If so, then welcome aboard the Boatcast, the podcast for rock boaters by rock boaters. We are back. We are back. We are getting Doug back.
Oh, it's so good to be back.
90 days until the next rock boat, and I'm super excited. We are back. There are some hiccups. Apparently, heart failure is a thing. But
a lot has been going on.
Mark has been traveling. Eamon has been working hard.
Just looking good,
and I'm just, you know, just ticking away.
Why don't you jump in, Chris? Why don't you tell everyone who has been living under a rock for the last couple of months what you've successfully navigated?
Yeah, so I was misdiagnosed for 2 months with pneumonia, and in that time, since it was misdiagnosed, the fluid just kept building up, and it got to the point where breathing wasn't easy anymore. So I went to one ER, I went to my family physician, and they both said it was pneumonia. Took all the prescribed meds as needed, and then made the decision to go to a different hospital and got a third opinion, and it turned out it was heart failure and not pneumonia. So
antibiotics didn't fix that.
Antibiotics did not fix the old heart failure. But the good news is for those that are out there that are, dealing with a health issue and you're not getting anywhere, I would suggest trying to get another opinion, because sometimes that may literally save your life. So, and obviously being able to get through this with everybody from the Rock by the Sea community, Beth and Shannon and Mark and Eamon, my family, and everybody from the Rock by and from the Rock Boat community, the people at Six Man, the people at Sister Hazel, and countless other bands and artists. So all those positive prayers have helped, and I'm just blessed to... Yeah, I'm just blessed to be here and get excited for the boat and probably be healthier than I ever have been. I'm wearing a shirt today that says, "Do you live your life rock boat to rock boat?" that I would used to wear as an undershirt, and I can now wear it as a as a regular shirt. But I'm super excited. I can't wait to get back down to Miami, specifically for the Jungle Jam pre-party.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Fantastic Cats and Don't Panic. Last year's pre-party was awesome.
It really was. That might have been one of the big highlights, you know, just getting to see Joe Bachman live for the first time.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then who else was the brothers? They were there.
Motor City.
Moon City Masters.
Moon City Masters, yes. They brought the energy.
I was looking at the venue, Magic 13 Brewing Company, and it looks like an amazing venue, as always. Six Man and their planning team always does a great job. It's going to be $10 in advance and $20 otherwise, if you're looking to go on Saturday, January 25th, the night before we set sail. And then the lineup. Can we just first let's talk about the event that's happening in December in, I believe, Rehoboth.
Speaking of incredible lineups, oh yeah.
Yeah. So Rock by the Sea. I'm gonna let Mark talk a little bit more about that if that's cool.
Yeah, I know. So we are sponsoring, proud to be sponsors for the second Rock by the Sea in a row. We were there in the spring and it surpassed all of our wild expectations. And we've heard a lot of things over the years. So if you've always been wanting to go and maybe you're up in the Northeast and you haven't been able to make that trek down to Florida, please join us. Rehoboth is an amazing, quaint little beach town, lots of culture there. And it has some of your favorite rock boaters are going to be there. We were just chatting it up with our friends from Greenlight Morning yesterday as the Birds beat the Bengals. Sorry, guys. But they're thrilled and, you know, you couldn't ask for a better community, another ripple in the waves of the rock boat. So we will be there, you know, Eamon, me, I think Chris with his new work schedule. And again, congrats on getting the new job, Chris. And I know you wanted to thank everyone for the GoFundMe as well, because that was just, I think that's massive. A prime example of this community and how we are always there for each other.
Absolutely. I wouldn't be able to get to the position that I'm in now without that additional support, and so very blessed and so very thankful for everybody, their kind words, their financial support, and the best I can do is help get you guys some awesome podcasts. So that's the plan. Will we be on the rock boat? Will the boat cast be on the boat doing podcasts? You're gonna have to stay tuned. I know last year we did a happy hour with the boat cast, and that was awesome. And, you know, if we are, we'll have a cool name, and, we hope you all will come by and see us. I know last year we gave out some pretty sweet guitar picks, and, I'm sure that we'll come up with something if we're doing it again. So let's talk about theme nights.
That was some breaking news, and I need to thank Danny. Boatcast Danny reached out to me saying, you're going to have to get some neon shirts for the boat. And I said, what's this about? Since I don't check social media. And wow.
Yes. Let's start with Glow in the Wild. I'm interested to see. I had posted asking people to let us know what they've purchased already. And I know when me and Eamon went to Firefly, almost a handful of years ago, and we bought those glow things that you snap, and
glow sticks.
Glow sticks. I had never been in an environment like that, and it was pretty awesome. So I'm excited to see the amount of neon glow that passes through customs for the rock boat. They're gonna be like, what's going on?
It might be a new international record.
Is this an EDM party? Like, what's but I'm excited to see the costumes, and the I'm imagining there'll be some pretty awesome makeup, and it'll look really cool too, because I imagine for those who are new to the boat, the Shut Up and Dance at night, I'm imagining that's gonna be a perfect setting as well for that theme night. Because it's always dark in there, and you'll be able to show off your glow in the wild theme outfits, sneakers, whatever it is that you buy. So what ideas are you guys thinking about as far as glow items?
What you got, Eamon? Because I know this is your specialty. Are you wearing a glow shirt right now?
wearing a old school short house tank. But
couldn't see because your lights are off.
The lights are off. I work in the dark. The program that I utilize is kind of like a dark screen, so it's best on the eyes just working in the dark. So I've always done it. Like going in the office is the most light I get.
It's bright.
But my first job after college, like our floor would have the lights off, completely off.
Whoa.
And you had you basically had, like, you know, lights by you, and then a lot of the PMs had when that had their own office had their lights on. But yeah, the like drafters and engineers and stuff, lights off. But back to the neon. I don't know. Like this one, I don't know. I have to dig around a little bit to see what I want to do for it, but I love the themes. I know Dan's gonna like this one. Dan is big fan of neon colors.
He lives in neon.
Yeah, big fan of neon colors. I am too. So I'm pretty stoked about it. But I'm gonna have to get back to you on that one.
I was on Amazon and there's some pretty awesome you know, and it obviously doesn't have to just be neon as long as it, you know, kind of would glow. There's some pretty inexpensive, like, digital masks you can buy that can change the pattern for, like, $25. I'm like, this is, that would be pretty cool on the dance floor.
Yeah, I might have already bought them, like, a month ago for three of us. Just might have. And just, this works perfectly.
And then it would say the boat cast.
Exactly.
Awesome. And then go ahead.
I found out about the neon as I was heading to the Nike clearance outlet down in Orlando, and I got these sweet LeBrons that are going to be bright and allow me to show off all the sweet dance moves.
Those are intense. I'm excited for you. And then we have another theme night is Tiki Night, which is, you know, there's a history with Tiki, with Mark's family. They're big Tiki fans.
Big Tiki fans.
Mark has a giant Tiki in the pool house, right?
Yep.
Is it? Yeah, it's still there? Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's going to be like... I feel like that will be a very unique night because it's such a niche theme that I'm hoping to see some people in some really cool tiki like kind of hats or some kind of footwear. I don't know, but I'm excited. And
coconuts,
yeah, and then 24 karat gold. That'll be awesome. My brain immediately goes to gold dust from the WWE at that point, but I think of, I'm not going to be dressing up as gold dust, even though we have the same haircut. But, and then I think my personal opinion is, Party Animal is a theme night. And I feel like that is going to be like the hypest night on the boat. That's just me. Cause I mean, it just like symbolizes in two different words, the boat, Party Animal. And
how are you going to approach that? There's so many options.
Well, first I'll start with the unlimited drink package and then, Party Animal. I don't know. Like, I feel like that night I'll have to get a little bit more rest, than I would the other nights. And then, I mean, just to give everybody an example of a good party night, it could be like 5 a.m. and the lead singer from a band, from a headliner band from a boat, is playing the ukulele in the atrium. That could be a party night. So you could be up to like 5, 6 a.m, but I'm excited. I'm prepared. I just, my plan of attack is just kind of unknown at this point.
I know what I'm wearing for that one.
Oh,
and I've been dying.
Certainty.
I mean, when I saw the theme, I was like, yes, man, I've been looking for a reason to buy this. And this is even better because I almost bought it when I was at the game. I did not buy it when I was at the game, but, Party Animals, a Savannah Party Animals jersey.
Ooh, nice.
Have you, do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Savannah Bananas, you know, yeah. And they're the team they go against. Yeah, the team they go against is the Party Animals.
Yeah.
So they came to Philly. The Banana Ball or whatever came to Philly. We went to that game. And nice. Let me tell you, I mean, if they come to your city, it's a must-see event. It was one of the coolest things I ever watched.
And they're, correcting me if I'm wrong, Sixth Man now has that as one of their boats.
Correct.
Oh, is that one of theirs?
Yeah.
Because they were just on a boat, weren't they?
Yeah. Yep.
But that was the boat.
The boat.
I did not know that. So how about that?
Kudos out to Sixth Man for meeting every need.
Yeah. Those guys are awesome.
Yeah.
I am thinking, now that we're talking about awesome party animals, I feel like I might be a little bigger than said person, and I feel like this costume, if I can find one that's half decent, because I'm sure there's some out there that might not reflect the accurate, but the costume that Jason Kelsey wore when he gave his speech on the Rocky Steps.
Oh, the Mummers one.
The Mummers?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that would be a good one. For me and my size, like, I feel like that would be...
You might not be bigger than him by the time the boat comes around, the way that you've been improving your body composition there.
Yeah, it's, yep, you know, it's working. Party animal. Party animal vegetables. Hope they stock up on the veggies on the boat.
That salad bar has no idea what's coming.
No idea what's coming. Six times a day.
But that's amazing, Chris.
Yeah, so I'm thinking like that would be, and then the 24 karat gold, I'm thinking like something along the lines of like a big medallion necklace.
I was actually thinking that, and looking, can we get like some of those, let's say like boat cast, ooh, real big, some bling, or rock or boat like fake, to rock
or
boat,
or like you fake know, teeth. Like gold teeth, that would be cool.
Gold teeth,
like,
and check those out.
What? Ooh. What gold is that for? Gold night
Jordans. Yeah, I saw them and I was like, gold it is. So been busy. And Mark's, again, thanks to Sixth Man for giving us some time to work on these in advance. I know they've been receptive, as they always are, to the boaters' feedback, and it's like, can we do this before Halloween? So this is amazing. Gives us a lot to be excited for.
Yeah. Speaking of Halloween, that's just right around the corner. So I guess this could kind of be like our catch-up Halloween special.
Ooh.
I don't really, I don't know if I'm dressing up, but are the kids going out, Mark?
They are. And ironically, before any of these themes came out, Betsy is a hula girl, so that was like, check, I already got that one. Char and her friend are being Mario and Luigi, but like in dresses.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
that sounds like fun.
Yeah
I think my nieces and nephews, one's gonna be the Ryan Reynolds character dresses
Dental?
Up. Yeah. He's going to be that guy. And then the other two, I don't really know what they're going to be. So, yeah, there's that. I dressed up as Shrek one year. That was fun.
You've done the green quite a few times, because you were a leprechaun one year too.
Yeah. Every St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I grabbed two costumes that will be kind of forever costumes. One is the Joey Exotic.
Ooh.
That's a good one. And then the other is I got the jumpsuit for the Australian breakdancer. That's an all-timer.
Ah, nice.
That's an all-timer.
That's great.
But I that one hasn't come in yet and probably won't be here for this Halloween, but down the road, I'm going to wear that because that's totally me. But I got I could have gotten like a cheaper one, like by the time Halloween came, but I wanted the official, like actual jumpsuit.
Yeah.
So
that one, no imposters
that one,
there.
That one doesn't. Yeah. That one doesn't, that one's not in stock, but,
yeah. I want to give a couple of shout outs real quick. I want to give a shout out to, again, to Beth and Shannon, for everything that they organized with the GoFundMe, with just staying in contact with me, for Ken Block reaching out to me. He's extremely busy, as we all are, but and then Fakino,
he's the best.
He is. He's just a little angry beaver. Just kidding. No, he's great. And it's the Risky Beavers, correct? Right? They're on the boat.
On the boat.
Yeah. I'm super excited. I'm also really excited. I mean, there's so many people on the boat that I'm super excited, but you got Lady Bri, you got Yamhaz,
who's Lady coming back.
Bri. You got Yamhaz that's coming on the boat again. Nicotine Dolls, Fantastic Cats.
All right, Nicotine Dolls, I recently supported them through Patreon.
Oh, nice.
If you haven't checked them out, I mean, you see all of his videos on TikTok and whatnot, but he posts the full songs if you support him on Patreon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I saw that he does that, man. He does a lot of content, man.
Might be the one I'm most excited for this boat, just saying.
I'm going to say I'm super excited for Sack Squash.
Ooh.
I don't know if anybody's seen this guy. He dresses up like a Sasquatch and plays a saxophone. He plays a saxophone. It's amazing. I think him and Drew should, and I posted this, I think him and Drew should have a barefoot send-off, kind of a dance-off on the stage.
Talk about party animal.
Right? I'm super excited. There's just so many amazing acts and talents on the boat this year again. Kudos to Six Man and Hazel Fur again. And then the design alone, the jungle theme. We're super excited. And again, will we be on the boat? You'll have to stay tuned.
Well, we'll be on the boat. Will we be podcasting?
We'll be there.
So, guys, that's all I have. This has been great catching up. We do have some scheduling things in the mix right now in the pipeline to get you guys some podcasts before we set sail, as always. And we'll take it from there. And obviously I'll keep you guys, everybody posted that's listening, to all of our listeners via social media. And that's it, guys. That's all I got.
Yeah. Well, it's good to be back. We can't wait to see everyone.
We are back.
All right. See you on a boat.
See you on the boat.